This is Island Extras. I'm Susan McCabe here with an Island Extras special because this is a topic of great importance to Vashon Mori Islands, and we're going to spend a little extra time covering it. I have here with me John Jenkel and Tim Johnson from the Vashon Mori Island Healthcare Collaborative, and their mission is to bring healthcare to Vashon Island in a sustainable way. Welcome, Tim.
Hello, Susan.
Welcome, John. Thank you for being here.
Hello, Susan. Our pleasure.
Tell us what the Vashon Mori Island Healthcare Collaborative, has been about.
The Healthcare Collaborative has been a rolling project for about 5 years now, directed at promoting sound and sustainable healthcare on the island. It dates back to prior to the time of the Franciscan departure from the health clinic. For those that don't remember, the Franciscan organization operated our Vashon Medical Clinic for several years after they acquired the Highline Medical System. And that lasted for a couple of years. The Franciscans eventually left. And that was when NeighborCare Health stepped in. And the collective had a role in helping that transition and has worked towards sustainable healthcare on the island since that time.
Well, I guess a lot of us thought everything was fixed when NeighborCare came. Why are you still working on this process, Tim?
Well, I think a lot of people were hoping that everything was fixed. The big problem we have on Vashon is that we are stuck in a medical system that does not pay for primary care to begin with and is even more untenable in a rural setting like ours. Basically, you cannot get enough reimbursement for a visit to the doctor to pay for that doctor. And most companies make that up by having larger agencies around them. They refer upward to hospitals and specialists and those types of things. All of those types of companies couldn't make it out here. NeighborCare stepped in with a model that had some higher reimbursements for Medicare and Medicaid patients, but there just aren't enough of those patients either. And they've been stuck in the same position as everybody else, that they're losing money while trying to deliver care, even at a basic model.
How can a hospital district help this? Presuming that that's what the healthcare collective, are you a collective or a collaborative?
We're a collaborative, but we collect sometimes.
Okay. It's a C word, whatever. So I understand that you are encouraging the community to vote for a hospital district. How can that help?
So the fact of the matter is, these days, primary care and certain types of light urgent care really can't exist in a community without some additional source of support. It's not a service that pays for itself. As Tim mentioned, oftentimes those services are provided in communities by large hospital or medical organizations, and they subsidize the primary care activities with other types of activities like referrals to surgery and those types of things. Unless there's a supplementary source of income, a primary care clinic can't really sustain itself. So you have to look at other sources of money to pay for those services. And when you look at other sources of money, if you're not going to get money from a private source, you're not going to get money from the state or the county, which is the case with Vashon Island, then you need to look at raising your own money in a way that's both equitable and sustainable. And by sustainable, we mean can be repeated on a regular basis and not lurching from one collection period to another collection period. You need something that's predictable and reliable. A hospital district serves those purposes by spreading the cost of the service out amongst the greatest number of people and lowering the cost to all those people.
I feel like I need to know a little more about that. But the first question that came to my mind when you're saying neither the county nor the state is interested in helping us provide a sustainable healthcare system, what about other communities like us of our size, of our socioeconomic level, and the fact that we're an island? Do these other communities have hospital districts, or do they have help from the state or the county?
Yeah, actually, that's one of the things that we learned in the process of going out and trying to find other communities that resembled ours in terms of remoteness or ruralness or being islands. And all of them, to one degree or another, have had difficulties with large organizations coming and leaving, and all of them have had difficulties with replacing those entities. The vast majority of them have ended up with hospital districts. In fact, one of the more recent communities that we looked at was Orcas Island, along with Lopez, who just put in hospital districts in both of those islands. Orcas Island was a great example that was very close to Vashon in terms of its affluence, in terms of the fact that it had foundational and fundraising activities for a long time. But ultimately, in order to get and keep a partner that would provide healthcare service, they needed a sustainable pot of money. And those organizations didn't look at fundraising or foundations or nonprofits as a viable, sustainable method of raising funds. So ultimately, both of those places put in a hospital district.
So let's oversimplify this. What is a hospital district going to cost me, and why is it better than fundraising projects?
Well, again, fundraising is great in concept because it's a donation by the willing. Unfortunately, when you're dealing with donations, you're dealing with how many are you going to get? How often are you going to do it? What are the fatigue factors? What else is screaming for money? And organizations that rely on that money can't rely on you saying, well, we'll just raise the money. Again, going back to the Orcas example, they had a very viable foundation for a number of years that was well-funded by some very wealthy people, but people moved, some people died, and another large donor lost interest or changed interest. So those types of things become untenable. So you end up with a situation where you cannot rely on those types of funds.
So the question is, what does it cost you?
Yes.
And that leads us into a discussion of how a district raises money and how it allocates money and how it is created in the first place. A district like a public hospital district, and I want to take a second here to say that nobody's talking about creating a hospital. The name, a public hospital district, is a term that's required under Washington state law for what is, in essence, a statutory or by law created organization. Under our system of laws in Washington, you have to call this particular beast a public hospital district. In fact, what we're talking about is a public health district. And by health district, we're talking about an organization which manages, supports, and contracts for various health services. So a district raises money by participating in levies of property taxes. And Washington has a very complicated and Byzantine scheme of property tax levies and priority systems among different kinds of districts. In a shorthand version, there is a cap in the state of Washington of $5.90 that can be levied for certain classes of districts. And so various districts compete within that $5.90 layer for space to collect levied taxes.
Let me just clarify that. So sure. What you're saying is the state of Washington only allows any property holder to be taxed at a maximum of $5.90 per $1,000 of property valuation. Is that correct?
For certain classes of districts. Now, within that $5.90 in Washington, for example, school districts are not within that number. County parks districts, library districts, and other types of districts are within that $5.90.
Does that include the fire district?
It does.
It does include the fire district. So most of those are for the provision of local services, the big exception being the school district. So you have a $5.90 cap. We've been running very close to collecting that entire $5.90 cap for various districts that already exist. The amount that actually gets collected rises and falls depending on how much the property being assessed is valued. And in our case, we have rising valuations of property throughout the county. So it becomes a very sort of moving target as to exactly what costs are, what that cost translates to the taxpayer, and what it results into the district.
It's also complicated by the fact that the district is comprised of commissioners who work together to set what the levy rate is. The voters elect the commissioners. They do not set a specific rate.
That's because it's a moving target?
It's because it's a moving target, and it's also because of the way the system's set up to make sure that districts work and cooperate amongst each other, that the commissioners are tasked and empowered to figure out what their budget needs to be and to set their levy rate accordingly.
Let's talk about those commissioners, because my understanding is that you are putting a vote on the November ballot for Vashon Maury Island voters to create a hospital district, and that's all there is on the ballot. Is that right? There's no commissioner voting. There's no how much are we going to contribute to the hospital or healthcare district?
No.
Actually, it would be two things on the ballot. One would be, do you want to form a hospital district? And the second thing would be the races for the commissioners themselves. That happens simultaneously.
So we vote for a district and for the people who are going to run it and determine its budget at the same time.
That's correct. And again, this is all set forth by statute in the state of Washington. You can have 3, 5, or 7 commissioners. We're proposing that we have 5 commissioners on this. 3 seems like an undue workload for those commissioners. 7 seems like an unnecessary number of commissioners. 5 seems a good number. In large counties, they tend to break the commissioners up by geographic areas. That's not really a concern that we have on this island, as the geographic areas for purposes of care are really pretty homogenous. The needs are pretty much the same.
What exactly will these commissioners do, and are they paid?
Well, let's start with the pay angle. Generally speaking, the commissioners themselves are allowed to set whether or not they have a stipend or not. We don't envision them being paid, but full disclosure, if they decide that they wish to stipend themselves, they can do that. But primarily what the commissioners are tasked with doing is looking at the entire healthcare landscape on the island, figuring out what needs to be supported and funded, setting the levy rate in order to do that, and then negotiating with different partners on how to use those funds.
Have you calculated how much we would need to raise through the hospital district levy in order to provide sustainable health care on Vashon, whether it be with one big clinic or a whole bunch of little ones?
Well, actually, one of the big things that came out of our 3-meeting cycle last winter, or this continuing winter, I should say, is
the unending winter.
Yes, the unending winter, is the concept of what you want and what it costs. And there is a rather large range of, we could take the current losses being sustained by the clinic, which is about $350,000 to $400,000 on a very basic model, or you could expand perhaps slightly larger services, light urgent care, possibly some facilities upgrades, any number of things that the constituents on the island want, and those begin to add to the cost. So you can have a fairly wide range, and again, a lot of that has to do with who runs for commissioner and what they run on and what islanders expect of them. They have to make those determinations.
You folks in the healthcare collective have been meeting with constituents on the island, with islanders who are interested in this topic. What do they want? What is there a consensus? Have you found that there's that we're happy with what we have now, or that there's something more that we want?
So we've been having a number of meetings with small groups, larger groups, taking sort of an inventory and an assessment of what opinions are out there. There are people who are satisfied with services that are being provided now. There are people that are dissatisfied with services being provided now. If there's a point of agreement or consensus, I think it's that people generally are wanting a solid clinic that provides primary care in the sense of non-emergency, non-urgent care, a place where you can get blood draws, a place where you can get your annual physicals, a place where you can get treatment for colds, flus, and maybe get an x-ray for a fracture, and light urgent care. And when we say light urgent care, we're talking about something that responds to a situation that needs immediate medical treatment, but is not rising to the level of an emergency or something that needs to be treated in an extensive way. So I think people are looking for that. They're looking for hours that are convenient to them. And they're looking for enough time with doctors to feel like they're getting through, as opposed to being rushed through on a very abbreviated or strict schedule. They're looking for some flexibility so that they don't have to wait weeks for appointments. All of those things require adjusting staffing models. In other words, how many doctors you have, how many paraprofessionals you have, how many nurses, etc. And so there's a great deal of variation, but I think people are basically looking for just a real solid fundamental level of healthcare that they can rely on the island, and that's what we hope to provide.
As you talk, it sounds to me like you're describing the clinic that we now have and its services, or the shortages that it experiences within its services. If we have a hospital district, will it support providers other than the one big clinic, whomever may be, whatever organization may be running it?
That's, again, up to commissioners, but it certainly is within the scope of the district. The scope of the district activities are to assess and support all the medical practice on the island. I think when you're talking about having a relatively constrained budget, as we do on this island, you then get involved in the idea of prioritizing. And so you probably eliminate some of the more cosmetic types of medical treatments, or
no plastic surgery,
or boutique, medical processes. And you emphasize basic primary care and the light urgent care that we were talking about. But that's up to the commissioners to make a decision on.
And you would also emphasize the broadest care that you could, people that are able to see as many different types of patients, be they Medicare, Medicaid, uninsured, as well as the insured.
And again, not necessarily all confined to one clinic. Correct?
Doesn't have to be.
Doesn't have to be.
Doesn't have to be. Let's talk about the components of levies on the island, because if I'm understanding correctly, you are asking voters for a hospital district, which will then compete for the same dollars with the fire district, the cemetery district, the Park District and the Library District. Do I have that right?
In a broad sense, yes. The $5.90 tax limit has multiple tiers. There are some tiers at the top of county-related things that are prioritized higher. The fire department ends up pretty high in the tiers as well, and then you move downward from there. So it's not so much competing with everybody for limiting funds as it is when you get close to the top of the amount, as it becomes about prioritizing those funds. We don't look at ourselves as going out there going, we want a share of somebody else's money. What we're looking at is that, like all of those other things, these are parts of a community that are important and necessary. And we want to put that in front of Islanders so that they recognize those priorities as well, and that those priorities are addressed the same as others are.
How urgent is this situation? How would you characterize it?
I would characterize it as a lot more urgent than perhaps John would. I think that we have this year to figure out something, or we're going to be back in the same situation we were before. We're dealing with a medical group right now that has invested a lot of money that was destined for other communities into subsidizing ours. And regardless of what we think of them or like or dislike them, we cannot expect that organization to continue to take grant and funding money from other communities to subsidize ours. So if we don't get something sustainable in place, I don't think we'll keep the clinic we have. And I definitely know there's nobody lining up to take those losses instead of them.
How do you respond to the question of why should we be subsidizing a healthcare corporation?
Well, what corporation are we talking about?
NeighborCare or any other hospital or healthcare organization that comes in?
I ask that because in technical terms, a district is a municipal corporation. So we are subsidizing a municipal corporation, but it's our corporation.
Uh-huh.
If we're talking about subsidizing a particular medical entity and the losses that they're sustaining, there's a big difference between a for-profit entity and a not-for-profit entity. There are differences in the level of care being provided and for whom that care is being provided. As we started out talking about, primary care itself doesn't pay for itself. So somebody ends up paying an additional amount for the losses that are sustained between the costs of providing treatment and the income that's received from Medicaid, Medicare, private insurance, or out of people's pockets. Somebody ends up covering that gap. And I guess the answer to your question is it makes the most sense for the community that wants the service to be provided to assist in paying for providing that service.
Another simpler answer would be the state government, the county government don't have the funds to do it. The corporations themselves aren't going to do it. So it becomes a choice of, do you want healthcare on the island or not? You can bat about whose fault that is in the current medical and healthcare system
nationwide.
Mm-hmm. But that problem exists, and pointing out the unfairness of the problem doesn't make the problem go away.
How much money? Now, we've talked about anywhere from $350,000 a year to how much. What specific amount are you asking for in the levy for a hospital district? In other words, what portion of that $5.90 are you going for, and what does that leave for everybody else?
Again, we're not asking for any particular amount in the actual ballot. That amount becomes set by the commissioners themselves. There's no ask for an amount. The commissioners themselves are limited statutorily on two tiers, by a 50-cent tier and then a lower tier of 25 cents. So they could statutorily take as much as 75 cents per thousand out of that 590. That doesn't mean they will take that much, but that would be their statutory cap.
Would they be working with the park district, specifically the library district, to look at the whole banana and decide who gets how much so that nobody suffers, but that we still have subsidized health care?
Absolutely. This is a community issue. It's a community problem. And as an island, we have to come up with a community solution. And that requires working with all the districts that are involved. There's not enough room for every district to get as much money as it would like for its projects, for its budgets. And that includes a potential hospital district. So everybody has to compromise. And more importantly, our community has to set some priorities on what they think is more important than another thing and where they want to allocate their resources. So it requires everyone working together.
Yeah, and it's a conundrum because we're kind of looking at, do we save the mother or do we save the child? There are folks who are concerned that if we create a hospital district levy, that we will lose our parks district. However, without health care on the island, we're going to lose population. The school district will lose kids. We will not have health care. People will not want to live here. Property values will drop. But also without parks, property values will drop. So it's a really difficult position for our community. Do either of you have the magic answer for that?
Well, I can categorically say that it is not accurate to say that you have a choice between a hospital district and a parks district. The choices come down to how much money is allocated to each of those things. I believe that's an important part of the commissioners of each of those organizations working together to try and decide the best use of funds for the island. It's not an either or choice. There's certainly a pinch, and there is at every governmental level, and you see that all the time with people having to make choices between very worthy things. No one wants to give up parks and no one wants to give up their health care. And the question becomes, how do we prioritize those so that we can have the most healthy and sustainable system across the board?
We're running out of time, but I would like to know what sort of qualifications we should be looking for in commissioner candidates.
I think you really need to have a broad range of skill sets to crack what is a very complicated problem. You need people who have medical knowledge. We need an MD on the board. We need people who have good management skills. We need people who have good money and accounting skills, legal skills to a certain degree, and a good feel for representation of the community and what the community wants and what aspects of the community are important to hear that may not be always the loudest voices. So it's a broad range, but we need very talented people, and the commissioners are really going to be crucial in this whole scenario. They are elected by the people, they are responsive to the people, and they're responsible to the people.
I want to thank you both, Tim Johnson and John Jenkel. I know you've spent 5 years working on trying to find solutions for sustainable health care here on Vashon Island. I know it's not an easy question for any of us to answer. And thank you for joining us on Island Extras and for explaining this at least a little bit. Any parting thoughts?
It's a really important subject, and I hope people talk with their neighbors and give it a full airing of all considerations that get raised. It's important to talk about it.
Do you have a website?
We do. It's vmhealth.org. That I would like to say, and thank you for having us on, is that if people are interested in knowing more, get a hold of us and we'd be happy to come out and talk to you or talk to you one-on-one and preferably in groups so that we can get
with
the most impact.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'd love to have this discussion so that people can get answers to the questions they have.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, John. Thank you for listening, folks. This has been Island Extras. I'm Susan McCabe.